Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. Hi everyone, we're really excited. We are at the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative event at the Scottish Rite Center in Oakland, California. And next to me is Dr. Josh Luke, who's the founder of the NRPC as it's known. And Josh, tell us a little bit about why you chose to come up to the Oakland area and what you're hoping the conference, what the outcomes of the conference today would be.
Thanks, Gavin, and I want to thank 24-Hour Home Care for all their support of the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative, not just today in the Northern California, but also throughout the last couple of years as we've grown. You know, this is our second time up in the Bay Area. Last year we went to South San Francisco and had a great event. The trail was really blazed by the great work being done up here by the Sutters and Dignities of the World that are really taking a leadership position in coordinating care and preventing readmissions. You also have had some great work being done up here by the ARC group, the ARC group that's been doing conferences here for a couple of years. I think they have their last conference coming up. I know the federal government's cutting off a lot of that funding to those CCTP programs, but they've done some great work. We've learned a lot, but now it's on us as providers, and a lot of those providers are here today. We have more than 300 providers from Northern California here today. They're really just passionate about coordinating care, and again, 24-Hour Home Care has taken a great leadership position in the home care and home delivery space, and I appreciate their support of this organization, this event.
Great, Josh. We'll look forward to learning more at the conference today. Who are some of the key speakers today?
You know, Dr. Eric Coleman, of course, he's kind of the godfather of the readmission space, is here. He keeps us current, does the work, has a great sense of humor, has a great presentation. We have Lenita Kanoki from Home Instead. They have a great home-based presentation. We have Chuck Bongiovanni, who does the community integration model, Sue McGinnis with Medline. We also have, coming from CMS, the regional administrator from CMS, David Sine, going to be here this afternoon. We have a nutrition speaker, Dr. Tracy Smith, coming from Abbott, which I've been really hungry for a couple of years to get somebody on the nutrition space in here, and I think they're going to do a really good job there. And then we're going to hear about end-of-life care from our friends at Gentiva, which, of course, was acquired by Kindred. So we're going to have some great speakers today, and I'm looking forward to it. And if you weren't able to be here today, you know, Gavin's covering a lot of this stuff on his podcast, so check out some of his podcast and listen to him when you get some time.
All right, Dr. Luke, or Josh, as I know him, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
So next to me is Dr. Mark Richmond. He is the Regional Medical Director for Blue Shield, overseeing parts of Northern California and parts of the South, correct? Is that correct, Dr. Richmond?
Yes, it is.
Very good. So Dr. Richmond is here in Oakland. He's going to be an expert panelist for us today at the NRPC conference at the Scottish Rite Center. Dr. Richmond, can you tell us a little bit about what Blue Shield is doing in the world of care coordination and ACO work?
Sure. It's one of our main focuses currently, especially with our senior and members that have chronic disease. We have a number of different initiatives going on, from readmission prevention, where members that are discharged, in some cases because of the acuity of their illness, are seen in high-risk clinics near the time of their discharge. We also have pharmacists that are doing medication therapy management at the bedside at the time of discharge. We also have a number of programs where we are attempting to prevent readmission in the first place by practicing primary prevention and enrolling those members in disease management or case management programs. We identify them from a number of different sources, whether it's claims, whether it's referrals. We also are looking at the quality of care delivered to the members, and that's an important part of our incentive program and will be in the future.
Very good. And last night you mentioned there's kind of five measurables, I believe. Can you run through those five really quickly?
Sure. The things that we look at on a regular basis are inpatient utilization, outpatient surgery versus ambulatory surgery centers, generic utilization, emergency room use versus urgent care center or primary care office, and lastly is readmission rate.
Very good, Dr. Richmond. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us today at the event, and we look forward to hearing more this afternoon.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So we're at a break at the conference today, and we have Donna Putnam, who is part of the Dignity Health Leadership with Dominican Hospital out in the Santa Cruz area. And Donna, can you share a little bit with the audience about your title with Dominican and what brings you to the conference today?
Well, thank you, Gavin. I am currently the Director of Care Coordination for Dominican Health Hospital. It's a part of the Dignity Health System. And what's brought me to the conference is certainly looking at readmission, but more importantly is how to help the patient to have the best outcomes. I've been interested in working with communities. My past involvement has been public health and working in population-based case management endeavors and initiatives. And so my foray into acute care has really expanded that opportunity to bring the continuum to full circle.
Awesome, Donna. Well, it's been great to get to know you over the past few weeks, and I've also heard a little bit about your work, mission work in Africa, so I can tell your heart is really in the right place, Donna, and we're grateful for you joining us today. Look forward to hearing more later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Really, really excited to have Gabby Avina with us today. You hear some clapping in the background. That's actually Josh Luke, who just finished. Gabby's with John Muir Physicians Network, part of John Muir Health. And what brings you to the event today as a panelist?
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Actually, I sit on the readmit committee, review committee at John Muir Health. So I'm really excited to share some of the things that we're doing, how we're making changes to improve our care coordination programs and integrate with the inpatient case management programs. We really believe that we're going to be able to reach out to more patients, more community, more population management, all with a collaboration and a teamwork approach.
Awesome. Well, my understanding is John Muir Health does about 30,000 discharges among both campuses every year, based on data that I saw on the website. So it sounds like you guys have a really strong presence in the community, Gabby, and really look forward to learning more from you later.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Thanks. We're very fortunate enough to have alongside us Beth Guo. She is the manager for care, or supervisor for care management at the Palo Alto Medical Foundation Mills Peninsula Division. So, Beth, what brings you to the conference today?
Gavin, I'm here as one of the invited panelists to participate in the transition of care panelist questions. And coming from Palo Alto Medical Foundation, which is part of Sutter Health, we do a number of transition of care activities with the local hospital we work with directly, which is Mills Peninsula Health Services, but also our outpatient services with Palo Alto Medical Foundation and our work around readmissions and the transitions of care outside of the hospital walls.
Okay, great. About how many lives would you say Palo Alto Medical Foundation, your territory, oversees?
Well, as far as managed care, we have almost about 30,000 managed care lives. However, our Palo Alto Medical Foundation and the Bay Area for Sutter Health as far as shared savings with three different providers or health insurance companies are about 185,000 lives.
Wow. Well, it's really great to have you here, especially when you're dealing with that many lives, Beth, and look forward to hearing more today.
Great. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks so much. So we have our guest Lisa Stroud with us. Lisa is the Director of Care Management, and she is going to be one of the featured panelists today at the National ACO Bundled Payment and Readmission Summit here in Oakland. Lisa, what brings you to the event today?
Well, I'm very excited to be here. This is my second year. I'm here representing our hospital, Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, and what we're doing with care transitions and how we're partnering with our post-acute care providers. It's very, very exciting. We've been working with our local skilled nursing facilities, assisted living, home health, and we're all getting on board towards the Medicare beneficiary spending per person and also getting in line with the fact that skilled nursing facilities in the near future are going to get penalized for readmissions just like the hospital. So we're all aligning how we can work better together and how we can partner together.
Great, Lisa, and I've known you for about a year now, and you've been a joy to work with and very approachable with myself and your other community partners that I've seen on the skilled nursing side. Can you tell us a little bit about your patient population in the Santa Clara area?
Well, we have a very challenging patient population. We're 575 beds, a public hospital. So we're taking care of the most vulnerable patients, a lot of patients with mental illness, homelessness, HIV, tuberculosis. It's really a very, very challenging patient population besides mental illness and substance abuse. We have 8 FQHCs out in the community.
Lisa, I'm sorry to interrupt. What's an FQHC for the audience?
Federally Qualified Health Clinic. So it's actually sponsored by CMS and the government to help care for patients with the in the Medicaid population. We're about 55% Medi-Cal population.
Wow. Well, we really look forward to hearing more about this today, Lisa. And thanks again for joining the conference for the second year in a row.
Well, thank you for having me, Gavin.
You're welcome. Go ahead, so Chuck. We have Chuck Bon Giovanni. Did I pronounce that right, Chuck?
Perfect, Gavin.
Chuck is one of the leaders across the country in, I don't know how to explain it. It's not necessarily placement, Chuck. Can you tell me a little bit more about what your group does?
Sure. Yeah, we help families find assisted living, but mainly the reason why we speak at these conferences is to educate social workers and hospital systems about the Medicare spending per beneficiary penalty that's snuck its way in there that I think is going to be much bigger than the readmissions penalty has ever been.
And the Medicare spending per beneficiary, I know some folks that I've dealt with throughout California and Arizona, they're not familiar with that term. What does that mean?
Well, basically it just means Medicare is taking a look at everyone's financial efficiency and they're averaging out what every organization is spending per patient, and they have a level, they have a number in mind that they think you should be spending, and if you go over that, you could be in trouble.
Okay, good. Now, you've been speaking at these conferences for quite a bit. I understand it's about 8 o'clock right now as we're speaking. You're leaving at 1 o'clock to go to yet another conference in Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah.
Wow, what is that conference?
That's the Leading Age Conference. It's a state conference for Leading Age.
Okay, very good. Yep. Well, Chuck, look forward to having you a little bit later. I know you talk about MSPB, and at Care Patrol, you're the founder.
Yes.
I know you actually started your career as a social worker, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You guys started in 2009, and how many locations do you have now?
141 right now.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And you're based out of Arizona, is that correct?
Based out of Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, best wishes today, Chuck, and look forward to hearing you speak a little later. You're welcome. So I'm very excited to have Dr. Tracy Smith with us today, all the way from Ohio and also an OSU person. So for any football fans out there, you might know very much about Ohio State. Tracy, can you tell us a little bit about what brought you to the conference today and as you represent Abbott Nutrition and what you'll be sharing with the audience?
Sure. Working at Abbott Nutrition is extremely important in recovery and in readmissions. Registered dietitians play a large role in identifying patients at nutritional risk and also looking after their nutritional care throughout their continuum of care, their hospital stay and beyond, making sure that they have the right nutrition, the right calories, protein, essential vitamins and minerals. And it could be in the form of an oral nutrition supplement, which really can bolster the diet and help that patient to maintain their weight and stay out of the hospital.
Okay, very good. Is it easy to identify these patients?
It's easy in the hospital. Registered dietitians are employed by hospitals, and typically they're the ones that follow through with nutritional care for a patient. All patients who come into the hospital need to have a screening to make sure that they're at risk or not at risk for malnutrition. And then an intervention is very important for that patient to have. And again, that could be on top of food. It could be an oral nutrition supplement. It could be a tube feeding or other type of feeding to make sure that that patient gets the right nutrition.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing a brief snippet of what you'll be sharing with the audience later today, Tracy, or Dr. Smith, in the professional world. And look forward, again, to having this afternoon. Thanks so much.